He's a good man to work for. She stood up, the chair scraping back across the stone floor. The best. I couldn't work for anyone else. Not now. She laughed, but Matt got the impression it was for his benefit. Must be getting set in my ways in my old age. You're not old, Matt told her. Well, not really. No, she replied. No, I'm not. But we're none of us as young as we were, are we? It was a clear, crisp day, cold despite being July, and Matt's misty breath hung for a moment in the air. Aunt Jane had shown him a map of the estate, and he set off through the woods towards the village. Before long, he saw the shape of the church tower through the trees, and he headed towards that. The church looked older than the manor house. The graveyard surrounding it was well kept, the grass cut and the borders edged. Matt wondered if the church people maintained it, or whether it was something else that Aunt Jane was responsible for. He walked all round the church and then stood at the main gate, looking out into the village. The church, despite being on the edge of the community, seemed to be a focal point. Next to it was a village green with houses round the edge. Beyond that, he could see the main road and a modern housing development stretching further into the distance. Dad and Aunt Jane must have lived on or near the green, he guessed, for them to play in the grounds of the manor house. Probably the village was tiny then, maybe no bigger than where Dad lived now. It seemed strange that his father had swapped one tiny village for a different one. Did he resent the new developments here? Had he decided he needed to get away? Or was it just the luck of things, his academic work, marrying Mum and then getting divorced? Was it a deliberate decision, or just how things had worked out? Thoughts of his father were making Matt sullen and anxious again. Where was Dad? Had he sent Matt to Aunt Jane just so he was with an adult? Or was he actually supposed to be doing something to help? Did Dad need help? After all, he'd managed to send Matt the letter and the message. What, if anything, should he tell Aunt Jane of his worries? She seemed to think Dad had just wandered off absent-mindedly the way he did. Letting her continue to think that helped Matt to convince himself it might even be true. Rather than explore the village, Matt decided to return to the cottage. Perhaps Aunt Jane would be back and he could talk to her, share his worries. There was a hint of rain in the air and the breeze was getting up. He watched the leaves spiralling round the gravestones, whipped up and spun round in patterns. Matt retraced his path through the churchyard and out of the gate that led back into the Venture estate. There were the remains of a path outside the gate, winding up past the woodland and round to the manor house. It was overgrown and all but reclaimed by the grass, but the line of it was just about visible. Matt followed the path round.